Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here, too. We're glad Vicki's here. She's a member of our Brain Trust, a Manhattan-based job interview consultant. She has written five, ladies and gentlemen, count them, five best-selling books, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. And she's our good friend, Vicki Oliver. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Good to have you back, as always. Vicki, I've been around a long time. My gray hair is not premature, and I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of stuff in small business, and one of the things that's always interested me has been small business owners who were not people persons. They were not. They were grumpy. They were irascible. They were curmudgeons. They were, some of them were hateful. Some of them, you know, and I always thought, how in the heck does somebody like that find success behaving that way? It is one of the great mysteries to me still after all these years.
It's much harder to be successful if you have a mood disorder that you put on people. It's much harder.
Right.
Then all your clients, like, they have to get through the mood.
Well,
sort of treat you gingerly if you're in a bad mood, and, you know, people don't like to work with you.
That's my point. That's the mystery. The mystery is not that why are they that way. The mystery is why would anybody work for them? Why would anybody do business with them?
Right. It's just there are people out there who behave as if they're happy to see you, even if they're not so happy to see you. And most people would rather be with those people and give them their business.
Yeah. But still, I know them who I know those people that are like we're talking about, and they somehow pull it off. But I will tell you this, that they're, it's more fun if you can be a little bit less like that. And the more you cannot be like that. And there is another thing, though. As the owner, as the boss, sometimes, you can't be Pollyanna all the time.
No, you can't be.
And because, number one, there's serious business to take care of, but also people will take advantage of you.
Yes, right. But, you know, there's a way to be firm, but also polite to people.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So you've discovered seven ways to become a people person. So if I'm not already, then here are some steps, right?
Right.
Or if I already am, maybe I can work on a couple of these, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the number one point is to try to behave more enthusiastically, even than you feel. Like if somebody comes up to you and they're excited about something, you know, and they're happy, it's like just really great to say, oh, thank you for sharing that. That's fantastic news.
Let me give you let me give you a real world example.
Yeah.
You show up at work and you got a big payment to make today. It's payroll Friday and you don't know where the money's going to come from.
Right.
And one of your salespersons rolls in and he has just closed a deal that's going to be, for him at least, it was a milestone.
Right.
And it'll be good for your company in two or four weeks.
Right.
But you're just, today you're worried about making payroll so you can open up on Monday.
Right.
And so you know, you got to rise above your own personal little thing there, or big thing, and be enthusiastic with that person.
You really do. Because the thing is, people remember how you are. They're going to remember when you don't compliment them for getting that business.
It's amazing how those moments are, isn't it?
Right. And so then, let's say you don't. You're like, oh, great news. And, you know, you walk off, right? That poor person is going to be replaying your reaction for, like, the next weekend.
Bosses,
you know,
don't realize.
Why? What did I do wrong? You know, and you sort of set off a mini panic attack in that person.
Well, sometimes bosses don't realize that employees, especially certain employees, especially younger employees, hang on almost every winch. Every little a look, every word, every tone of the boss.
Right. Right. So it's important, you know, to sort of try to give, like, positive feedback, even if you yourself are not feeling that well. You know, maybe something's going on in personal life, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to put it aside and just try to be with that person for a moment or two to congratulate them, particularly when they're bringing you business and good news.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and this is what it's called, partitioning. It's also called being a chameleon, being able to change your colors to benefit others.
Right.
Salespeople do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it as compartmentalizing. Like
maybe
something, you know, horrible is going on in your personal life, but when you're in the office for those hours, you really have to put that aside.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And we should all really do this though. And some people can pull it off, but some people literally cannot. They can't partition at all. They can't compartmentalize at all. Some people just can't do that. And those people really, I mean, I have a hard time hanging around folks like that. All right, so what's the next one?
I would say, I mean, one easy thing that anybody can do is just to be more social on social media. Because if you do that,
you develop
an online personality. So even if you know you're not all there yourself, your online presence can shine. It's much easier to do it online than in person every single day.
So you're saying that there are people who are more social on social media than they are in real life?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's easier to do, I think, because it doesn't really truly involve human interaction.
Do you think there are people who are attracted to social media because it gives them an opportunity to have a fresh start or they can be the person they really always wanted to be? That kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And it's much easier, and it's just, you know, you put up a professional profile of yourself, your company, you know, people, you go on Twitter, you are very professional every time you're on these social media. You will build fans, you will get the word out about your small business that way, and I think it's really great.
Good point. Hey, Vicki, I need your website, please.
Oh, okay, it's VickiOliver.com.
Vicki with a Y, Oliver with an O. I'm Jim with a J. It's 20 after. We're going to be right back with Vicki Oliver after these messages. Stay with us.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in old diapers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.